Some call it health class, others call it sex ed. No matter the name or the label, it's a school policy being mandated by the state that has its supporters and certainly detractors. It's officially called the 2020 Comprehensive Health and Physical Education Standards. Now, does the stated purpose of the policy present the full picture? Are there elements of the program that don't belong in school curriculum? Here to look at all this is the founder and president of the Center for Garden State Families, Reverend Gregory Quinlan. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Learn more about the Center for Garden State Families, their website, gardenstatefamilies.org. And just some fast background for the person listening. These guidelines are part of the New Jersey Student Learning Standards, otherwise known as the NJSLS. They were initially rolled out 2014, revised in 2020, ergo the title of the current standards. I mentioned we have a PDF, a link to the PDF, too, so you can download and see a little bit later on exactly what Reverend Quinlan and I are talking about. And looking at the document in its entirety, Reverend, there's some positive elements. They have benchmarks as far as physical fitness, as far as community involvement, caring about people, caring about yourself. Sounds like some of these ideas are going to address the epidemic of child obesity. But when you look at some of the section, for example, pregnancy and parenting, as far as social and sexual health, apparently that's where the problem lies, is it not?
Oh, that's just the start of the problem. You've got in fifth grade, what people need to understand is that this has been a big lobbying effort from Planned Parenthood, Garden State Equality, CECAS, New Jersey, and all those who support the CRT and social and emotional learning, because our governor's wife, Tammy Murphy, lobbied the state school board and lobbied them to put anal sex in the curriculum for eighth grade and masturbation in the curriculum for fifth grade.
Just give you, for the listener, here are just some of the examples. I'm not going to read the whole report again. If you go to our homepage, you can download the PDF and read it and consume it. Bring it to the next school board meeting and then do your own soapboxing and whatever you feel the need to do. But by the end of grade two, according to sex ed standards, by the end of grade two, every individual, they have to understand that every individual has unique skills, qualities, which can include the activities they enjoy, such as how they dress, mannerisms, things they like to do. Communication is the basis for strengthening relationships, resolving conflicts between people. By the end of grade five, sex ed standards are all individuals should feel welcome and included, regardless of their gender, gender expression, sexual orientation. Family members impact the development of their children physically, socially, emotionally. People in healthy relationships share thoughts and feelings, as well as mutual respect. Let me take that last one there. Depending on how you define healthy relationship, that can make a whole different picture.
That makes a lot of different pictures here. Because you see, these healthy relationships and communication on the basis of strengthening relationships, resolving conflict, that all sounds really good on the surface. But who's teaching this and what's the curriculum going to teach with the standards? The standards are separate. Then there's the curriculum that's supposedly designed to meet the standards. Then you have the individual school districts and the individual teacher coming up with their lesson plans that go with the curriculum. What parents don't get to see is all of this, how it's being developed. Most school districts are passing the curriculum to meet the standards without parents being allowed to comment or even look at the curriculum before it's passed by the school board.
That's one of two real important points regarding this, is that the standards are there. That's the finish line. How you get to the finish line as a school, that falls upon you as an individual school district. And with the nearly 600 school districts, there's only a handful actually pushing back against these standards. Among them are Garwood, Montague, Sussex, Wantage, East Hanover, and Jackson, several others in addition to that. Secondly, though, Reverend Quinlan, it's also important to note, too, that isn't there an opt-out option for parents if they see the curriculum, they gain an understanding of it, that they can say, no, my kid's not going to be in that class. They'll be in study hall for that period.
Well, we don't know where they're going to be and how they're going to feel when they're there. Yes, there is an opt-out option, and frankly, we oppose the opt-out option because we need an opt-in option. See, opt-out was designed a long time ago to make sure that it made for a lot of loopholes and ways to get the students still in to the programs that allegedly parents were opting out of. Opt-in is a whole different ball game, and it will require everything that the school does to know that the parent wants their child in that situation, and this is the problem we have here in New Jersey. We also have such a top-down education system where everything comes from the top. There's very little local and parental involvement, and this is why we're seeing what's happening all across the country and now even happening here in New Jersey. For example, Loudoun County, which had the big ruckus, as we all know, in Northern Virginia, is now being sued in federal court because of the stripping and raping of parental rights and pandering obscenity to a minor. And when you look at the curriculum, the textbooks, the lesson plans, the already written curriculum by groups like Planned Parenthood and Garden State Equality and GLAAD and GLSEN, and the list goes on, these would be very objectionable to most parents because this is recruiting a child into sexual activity and to sexual identities.
So Reverend Gregory Quinlan, who is the founder and president of the Center for Garden State Families, gardenstatefamilies.org, is their website. We're putting focus on the 2020 Comprehensive Health and Physical Education Standards. We have a PDF you can download on our homepage as well at issuesandideasradio.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Where's the line as far as awareness for whatever age that child is, 2nd, 5th, 8th, 12th grade, to where, because if we want to be honest, not every parent is capable of, and certainly we've seen stats that would justify this, capable of teaching their child how to be a responsible individual with these areas, with these elements and parts of life and our world. Does the school play any place, any role in at least establishing a sense of personal responsibility in these kids?
Yes and no. The question becomes is where is the line drawn with the school teaching what subjects? Sex is a parent's job. We call it health, but this is actually the act of sex, how to perform sex, how to have pleasure with this sex, and who to have sex with, and how to perform, and beyond. It is not just a bridge too far. This is an indoctrination system. And that's what parents are seeing and what they're looking at. And what parents don't understand is that there's, besides the standards themselves, there are other laws in place that are equally recruiting your child into lifestyles, into commitments that you don't want your child to go to, very age-inappropriate material, including, with these lessons plans, not only books, but film, showing the instructions on how to perform masturbation. So as you notice here, that the standards themselves say a child shall learn and be able to perform the skills of. So when I testified on a piece of legislation in the New Jersey legislature called the Transparency Act, which was a ruse, it was actually to codify the standards, it actually said in Section 3 of that bill, which apparently now seems to be dead, it said, quote, that the child shall demonstrate the skills in the curriculum. And so my question to the chairman of the committee, who was the sponsor, so then a fifth grader has to demonstrate the skills of masturbation? And he didn't know what to say. He was hem-hawing around, which is why really the bill died. So at least it looks like it's dead. The graphic nature, the inappropriate nature, this isn't preparing children for their careers. This is preparing their children for a life in something else. And this is what parents are objecting to.
Well, one would think, too, we've talked about often here on the show, the COVID lockdown learning loss. You would think maybe schools might want to pay a little more attention to that and the fact that there are high school students that are reading on a elementary grade school level. Pay more attention
to
that.
Thank you. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Chris. This is it. We have severe learning loss. We have severe emotional trauma from the lack of, with that learning loss. Even when children were in schools, they weren't able to see the expressions. A lot of our learning and communication comes from our facial expressions, as well as what we read and what we say. So those facial expressions show approval or disapproval or confusion. We know what's being communicated and what isn't being communicated just by having a facial expression. So what students were utterly raped of their education, their emotional training, their emotional education by what took place during the COVID lockdown for 2 years. And now are we doing anything? Is the Murphy administration and the Department of Education, which is his department, doing anything to help bring back that learning, to help them get up to par and get up to speed? And the answer is a big fat zero. They're doing absolutely nothing to treat or to answer and address the learning loss.
But if the schools don't adhere to the sex ed standards, there's going to be, at least so far, undisclosed penalties. What those penalties are, well, one can assume school funding would get probably a knife cut to it for any school that doesn't follow suit. But that flies in the face, too. The governor's promise never to stick state into the school's teaching process, and that's obviously fallen to the wayside as well. Again, this document, it's the 2020 Comprehensive Health and Physical Education Standards. We've got the full, complete document you can download and see for yourself at our website, issuesandideasradio.com. Reverend Quinlan mentioned, too, that sex ed is the responsibility of the parents. You know what else is your responsibility, parent? Take this information that the report contains. You see something that bothers you. Next school board meeting, be at it and express your objections. That's also your responsibility. Otherwise, you see what happens when inaction by parents is the majority, and it just opens the door for something like this that so many are objecting to come forward. Learn more about the Center for Garden State Families, their website, gardenstatefamilies.org. He is their founder and president, Reverend Gregory Quinlan. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, parents, get involved. It's very serious. Get involved.